Cambridge Thought Bank. Please hold the line.
It's January 2nd, 2020. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to Thought Bank. I'm your host, Stephen Grossman. Almost 70 years ago, comedian Lenny Bruce defined what's Jewish and what's goyish. As homage to Bruce, and in an effort to check the often abused word genius into rehab, here's a list of what's genius and what's not. Einstein was a genius. Justin Bieber, not a genius. Discovery of quarks, genius. Discovery of the strange harmony of chicken and waffles, as good as it may be, not genius. Mozart was a genius. Marie Kondo, not a genius. While the Three Stooges were Jewish, the troupe was not genius. Shakespeare was goyish and a genius, while Philip Roth was a genius and Jewish. Photonic encryption is genius. Martha Stewart's tricks for the perfect Thanksgiving turkey, not genius. Lenny Bruce said it was the suppression of words that gave them their power. If we want genius to be reserved for describing somebody or something accurately as having remarkable intellect, creativity, or natural ability, emphasis on remarkable, worthy of commentary, we should suppress its overuse. Don't relegate something worth remarking about by remarking about everything as if it were remarkable. If we think everything is worth remarking on, then nothing will be truly remarkable. We should avoid living in superlatives, or life will become the dumbest, most geniusless, blandest, flattest, most homogenous, and most static blah ever. You can't see it, but I said that with all caps and 4 exclamation points, although these days, that's no longer good enough. I'm Stephen Grossman. Stay awake.